Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Will Chambers in with Mike Bassick today, the KNC Masterpiece, and of course, Alec Metford, who will give us a AM on the FM about an hour from now. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video, so check us out on our YouTube channel and twitch.tv/DallasFanCam. Now time for Mike Asks All the Football Questions.
All right, so this is going to be about what difference do these guys make for the Cowboys, and I'll see if we can get into any other players. But I thought about this on Friday, Saturday. So it wasn't like because Dak is playing right now, and it was before the Philadelphia blowout game. But Dak Prescott is paid like a difference maker. The Cowboys will tell you he's a difference maker. So my question is, if Dak is a difference maker, and Alec, I want you to chime in here too after Will, what difference does Dak make? I get he's better than Cooper Rush. I'm not trying to do any of that. But if Dak is a difference maker in the NFL and on an NFL team, what difference does Dak make?
Dak, it is so difficult with Dak Prescott, right? I can't recall, or I've asked this over the years, and I don't know if I have seen such a departure from what we have in a regular season quarterback than what we have in a postseason quarterback. Because he is a legitimate, or was last year, a legitimate MVP candidate, right? He was sensational. We've seen him at points in his career breaking NFL records. And yet, when it comes to the playoffs, we've seen him not match the moment, as we were just talking about in regards to some of these CFP teams, in that first weekend. I don't know what it is. So it's abstract. It's so hard. Like, as far as a difference maker on our team, I think that he's a really good quarterback. I think he processes information well, being, what is he now, nine years now in the league?
2016 was his rookie year.
So I think he plays the quarterback position very well. I think the ultimate question is going to be, is this a guy you think makes the difference in making your team a Super Bowl winner or, you know, Super Bowl participant? And I'm sorry, I don't believe that because of all the evidence I've seen in the past 4 years in the playoffs.
Okay, so let me ask it another way. Instead of if Dak is a difference maker, what difference does he make? Is if I ask it this, Dak Prescott, out of all the NFL quarterbacks, is top three, and I know that's a very small window, he's top three in this. Like, he's as good as Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or you name it, Joe Burrow. He is as good or better than these guys at what? And a specific thing. Is it reading a defense? Is it a two-minute drill? Is it, like, obviously he can't run anymore. He's one of the most unathletic quarterbacks now in the NFL.
No, so it's one thing and one thing only. And that's having the belief of, you know, your teammates and the galvanizing effect that you can have.
Leadership quality, yeah, is possibly top three.
That's it. Okay. There's somebody sitting down close to us that probably thinks very differently on that.
Well, and I don't mind Bobby chiming in here because he is. I'm not saying it's not. It's bad to love Dak. Dak is an
I think it's such a difficult
person. I don't know him as a person, but it seems like he's a great person, right? So sometimes we like saying this person's great or this. I don't know. Like, maybe behind the scenes he's not, but I do think from what we hear, Dak is a great leader and a great teammate. And maybe that is what you could say. That's his difference. That's how he is a difference maker. But if I ask you, Bobby, mm-hmm, people say Dak Prescott is a difference maker. What difference does he make?
So I think if you're to identify where is he near the top of the league, like you were asking about, yeah, I think universally, whenever you talk to people around the league and say, what does he do that's really different or where he's better than most quarterbacks, they will tell you that it's pre-snap diagnosis, identifying what the defense is in, what they're trying to disguise.
That's probably a better, that's better than what I said as far as the information in front of him, because that's been not his best at times, but pre-snap, definitely.
There was a, I don't want to out who, but like there was last year, for instance, they were meeting with somebody, meeting with a college player leading up to the draft, and I had had a couple discussions with this individual, and they had mentioned that when they went and they were talking to Brian Schottenheimer, and they had asked him, you know, well, what's Dak Prescott like? You know, what would that be like playing with him? And that Schottenheimer had told him that, look, if you want to be in the exact right position and in the exact right play on any given snap, you want to play with Dak. And he's like, Dak's the best I've ever seen at getting us into the right play, getting us in against the right look. So that's one. Two, I think people think, again, there's such nuanced traits, but it's eye discipline. It's the way that he moves the safeties with his eyes.
Okay.
It's the the progression.
I like
those
answer.
Are the kind of things.
Yeah, I'm not here to bash Dak, but I think that it's a good question. That he is obviously paid as a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that he is a difference maker in the biggest moments. And so now watch how easy this one gets. If Micah Parsons is a difference maker, what difference does he make?
Not as much of one. Look, I think that I think Micah can be the most disruptive player in the league on defense. He just isn't all the time. And then the second half of years, we don't see it a lot. Now, offenses are like, he's a problem. He's got to get double team and chipped. He's probably tired out throughout the, even though he's in tremendous shape. When you're getting double and triple teamed all year long, it's going to make it difficult, one, to be ultimately successful and that disruptive, and then two, especially in the last half, of the years. But the fact is what it is, the last half of last year, you just didn't see a whole lot, stat-wise, but you can say when you watch the tape, well, he matters because of how much of an offense he takes up.
Okay. I think he's a difference maker because of how quick he can get to the quarterback, and I would say arguably he's the fastest at getting to the quarterback at times. Like, he is, to me, we saw how crappy this defense was, and I understand.
Yeah.
There were different things going on, but we saw when he came back from injury, this defense went from being pretty crappy to pretty good. Not great, but pretty good. And so he's a difference maker, as he can take a bunch of crap, because we saw how crappy this thing was, and he came back, and all of a sudden this was a pretty good defense. So, Bobby, if Parsons is a difference maker, what difference does he make?
Yeah, I think there's no player on defense for them that impacts the way a team game plans more than Micah. Because Micah, just as a small example, teams talk all the time about, we've got to send double teams over here, or we've got to have a chip. We've got to have the running back chip over. So let's say you're going against San Francisco, okay, as an example. You've got Micah out there, and Kyle Shanahan says, we cannot have Micah Parsons beat us. So what we're going to need is a couple different times, George Kittle, you're staying in to double team block Micah Parsons. Christian McCaffrey, on this pass play, you're going out and you're chipping him. And so you're talking about, if you can take 6, 7, 8 plays, however many plays it is throughout the game, especially on third down situations, which are going to be third and long, and you're taking away Christian McCaffrey from the route progression or George Kittle from the progression because they have to commit resources to just making sure he doesn't blow the play up. That's something where even if he doesn't make a play, it so alters the way that they want to attack things in big moments that I think he completely alters the way teams game plan for Dallas.
And I think, to me, that's an easy one. We can see how much of a difference maker Micah Parsons is. Not every play, but at times that he's a difference maker. Now, the next one I think is a pretty easy one, too. I just want to know your specifics on what makes him a difference maker. If CeeDee Lamb is a difference maker, what difference does he make?
I think, to me, he's the ultimate difference maker on the team, on the whole team. He can do so much. He can do it on the perimeter, but he really excels in the middle of the field. He's gotten bigger or stronger, and I think Bobby would back this up, that there's nobody tougher than he is. He's a premier talent. I know when we talk wide receiver throughout the league, a lot of it, you go Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson are at the top, and rightfully so. I honestly put CeeDee Lamb, right there, right behind him or up there with him.
Okay. What would you say specifically, Bobby, on what makes CeeDee Lamb a difference maker in the NFL?
I think it's funny because, like, when you mention Dak and you say, what difference does he make? Like what traits are there? What do you look at and say the top trait? If I even ask people that with CeeDee, I think a lot of people would go, he's not like super fast. He's not super strong where he's breaking a bunch of tackles. He doesn't do a bunch of that.
Well, yeah, he's always been so thin, too.
And then Aikman earlier this year said, not running great routes. So it's like, okay, yeah. Well, what does CeeDee do? I think a lot of CeeDee stuff is body control, hands. There's a lot of subtleties in his routes to get separation. I think he's very laterally explosive. That helps on in-breaking routes for him to get open. But I think, honestly, the biggest difference that he makes is, regardless of what scheme you're drawing up or what your game plan is or how much you struggled or who your quarterback is, if you need a conversion, if you need a touchdown, you've got a good shot with CeeDee Lamb at any given moment. So he will extend drives. He will end games for you. And it doesn't matter how limited you are as a play caller, or quarterback, or whatever else, CeeDee can help you overcome that and make a difference.
I think the body control is a really underrated, or probably not by those who actually analyze in scouting departments, but for what gets talked about, like with people like us, it's way underrated, because that to me is how you get yards after the catch. You know, if you're one of the, like, used to hate it when somebody would like jump up for the ball, like when they didn't need to, like, keep your feet on the ground, keep running. Like, all that does is slow you down and you're going to get tackled. His body control and how he catches the football, no matter where it is, a lot of times enables him to, you know, keep moving forward and gain more yards.
So my next one isn't a Dallas Cowboy. This is going to be interesting with Bobby, because I know that, I'm not saying you think this person is, but you think this team somewhat is. And I think this is a big debate around the NFL. But he's, to me, the best player in the NFL and one of the greatest players in the history of the NFL with a lot more prime left. If Patrick Mahomes is a difference maker in 2024, what difference does he make?
Oh, this is so easy for me, his legs. And I don't mean how fast like he is, and he's obviously hindered. It's how often have we seen, especially this year, him steal a first down or end up enabling his offense and his team to win a game by just suffocating the other one by driving out the game, right? Finishing with a field goal or finishing, you know, sitting on the ball. We know what he does, you know, his arm talent, incredible. He's so much of a smarter quarterback now as it happens. So as you play longer, you go on. But to me, like, the biggest thing that he does right now is doing what I just said with his legs.
I troll about the Mahomes thing. It's mainly I don't like the Chiefs right now and their fraudulent record.
I think they get bounced in the division.
Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL because Mahomes, the ability to, there's no such thing as a bad throw from Mahomes. Like, there's no position you can get him in to where he's, if he's off platform or he's falling off to his side or he's rolling out or you've got pressure in his face, he's got the arm strength to be able to deliver the ball without a problem. He's got the quick release mechanics to get it out in a hurry. It's something where off platform, on platform,
improvisation,
regardless of what it is, he is incredibly accurate.
It's so hard to get him off the field, especially at the end of games. Because of what all those things you just said. I mean, how we saw last week that flick with the left hand, you know, to get a first down. I mean, you got to be like, if you're a defensive core, like, what the?
There is no amount of a pass rush that can disrupt the way he plays. Yeah. That's incredibly rare.
And we're out of time here, and that's how quick Mike asked all the football questions.
I like it. I like it.
Because we'll do this a little bit more maybe later in the show. Because we got some more questions. Questions, but it's going to be interesting because I don't want you guys to talk on this because we got to get to baseball. Nuggets always get shortened anyways. Is I can't vote Patrick Mahomes less than third in the MVP. I think Josh Allen is going to be the MVP. I think Saquon Barkley is going to finish second. I think it's going to be a very close race. But Mahomes has one loss, and the only loss he has to is the guy who's going to win the MVP. I get Lamar Jackson season. I get some other people like Joe Burrow and his numbers. But the dude went 15-1. And the only loss he has is a somewhat close loss where everybody watching that game thought, if Buffalo kicks a field goal here, they're going to lose. And they luckily scored. Josh Allen had an awesome run and scored a touchdown.
There's so much on that, so much meat on that bone. Sean McDermott, what a playoffs it is in front of Sean McDermott. All right, thank you, Bobby. Thanks for popping in with us.
Last time I had to give him $5 to do this. I didn't even
now I do it for free.
Yeah. He embroughted us with the 8,000 jobs.